Sales Magic is the podcast hosted by Jackie Lyles, a champion connector, elite corporate trainer, and best-selling author. Using her proprietary approach, Jackie shares proven techniques to help you navigate deep change, increase your sales, and transform your sales results. Jackie learned how to keep recreating herself and will show you how to tap into your own magic, your own unique power to innovate. Enjoy this episode.
Hello, it's Jackie Lyles. Welcome to Sales Magic. And audience, you're in for a real treat today. We have Shondo Blades with us. So every city has hidden gems, and Houston, Texas is no stranger in the business of unearthing them. Taking the independent music scene by storm is recording artist and performer Shondo Blades. Born Rashawn Lewis, this Houston native not only creates high-powered music, but inspires all music enthusiasts to tap into something deeper that's woven into his lyrics. Shondo, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
So, Shondo, that's just a quick overview. I mean, I read your bio. I was so impressed. I'm a fan of Ariana Grande, and I saw that you've worked with her. So many things that you've done. I'm going to let you introduce yourself now, Shondo. So who is Shondo Blades?
Now, look, I'm going to start it off by saying I need you to read that every day when I wake up, because that'll make me attack the day a totally different way. But, I mean, you pretty much hit most of, what's going on. I'm just a person that really has a lot of ambition for entertainment and inspiring and motivating people, and also receiving inspiration from other people that are in similar spaces and other walks of life, just to be able to maximize my time on earth and what my impact is going to ultimately be.
I feel that, Rashawn, and I'm going to call you Shondo for this conversation. Okay. I know you as both those names, and I've had the good fortune of knowing you for a while and seeing your career just grow and grow and grow. I've seen you, go into doing all kinds of incredible work with education, film and TV series. So, you just keep producing, keep creating, and you have that growing edge. So for our audience to really get to know you, I have a couple of rapid fire questions.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you two words.
Okay.
And I want you to pick the word that best describes you. Okay. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Morning or evening?
Morning.
Outdoors or indoors?
Outdoors.
Adventure or chill?
Adventure. Hold
Truck
on.
Truck or... Okay. Okay.
That's a...
You can have a go back coupon.
That's a... Yeah. Oh, man. That would depend on the scenario. I give a 50-50 to that. It depends. I'm usually up for an adventure, but also I really value the time to be able to chill and game plan and plot out the next move. So I think 50-50 on those.
I agree. Truck or car?
Truck.
Yeah. Talk or listen?
I do like to hear. I'm a great listener, but I'm not going to lie. I love hearing myself. That's another 50-50 one. I think it depends on the scenario.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. You're a great talker, and you're also a good listener.
I think so, too. I love to talk, but I do love to listen also. So that's another one, just like with the adventure or chill. I think that's a 50-50 thing based on the scenario.
Falling in love with your customers can sound like a foreign concept to many sales professionals. But the reality is that developing such a relationship makes a massive impact on your sales. The Business Champion Sales Method will help your business fall in love with your customers and in turn, help them fall in love with you to reach better business outcomes. Get curious and get connected to this proven method that has generated billions of dollars in revenue and hundreds of thousands of sales for companies like GE and Cisco. Sign up today.
So what's the biggest business challenge you're facing right now?
Really getting a handle on how things are moving 5 years from now versus right now. I think a lot of the business models people had set up was for like the current market and stuff like that, even when it comes down to music. And now one of the biggest challenges that I know not only myself are facing, but other artists is how do I play the projection game? I need to still be present for the moment, but how can I play the game 5 years ahead of what's going on? That way I make sure that I'm ahead and I'm leading the curve versus trying to catch up to or being, you know what I mean, being with everybody else in the curve. So catching up to that and how everything is moving digitally and making sure that my presence is felt on the different platforms and the way that the presence is felt, and also catching up to what's going on in the metaverse, because that's another huge part of what I'm doing. I'm getting in the metaverse where a lot of people aren't really in that space yet.
Wow, you always are somebody that looks into the future and you make things happen. So I see it happening for
No,
you.
thank you. I appreciate it.
And so what is the one sales experience you've had that you say is magic?
I think selling myself when I did my first show on ABC, I think that was the best sale that I ever made, because it was a bit of a product sale, but it was also a person sale. So I got a chance to understand how important the individual was to a deal, as well as whatever the product was that was being sold. So in this particular case, to get on the show on ABC, they didn't know if I was gonna gel well with the cast members. So what I did was I put together a proposal, which actors, I mean, nobody ever does that, but because I have a business background, my mind was like, I'm not just gonna go off of headshots and stuff like that. They got the headshots, but now I'm gonna put a proposal together for the numbers based on what the demographic was and every, it was a whole thing, but I put it together and I sold myself and was able to get on that show based on not just what they saw on the screen, but the backstory behind it. So I took that into a lot of the different things that I've done with business, and it's really been helpful and beneficial. So selling myself to the show, The Quest on ABC, was probably that was magic to me when it came down to a sale.
Yeah, that was. It was fun to watch you too. You had a lot of intrigue going there. It was an unusual show, and I understand you had to learn some new skills to do that, and you did it.
But you know as well as ever, the game is about learning new skills and putting new tools on the tool belt and and just growing. So yeah, it was super fun. It was a dope opportunity.
So, what is the secret to your sales magic?
The secret to my sales magic is a little bit of what I said before, making sure that I infuse myself in the deal, not on a personal level to where I'll lose or forget the fact that this is a business deal, so I don't take anything personally. But infusing yourself in it and making the deal a part of you, that way when a person looks at it or reviews it or does anything, they're buying more than whatever the product is, they're buying the person. So I felt that that's been the most success that I've had when I really infuse myself, my personality, the energy that I'm going to bring to whatever we're doing. And when people see that, the actual numbers and things become secondary, and the person they're dealing with becomes primary. I think the mistake a lot of people make is putting the numbers first, thinking that the numbers are what impress, when yeah, they do, but a lot of people buy people. So whenever you're doing a deal, making sure that you're nice and ingrained in it, your personality and every asset and attribute that you have is all over that deal. That way the person is buying you and not just the numbers or the product that you're selling.
Really great advice for the audience. Thank you, Rashawn
No, thank you.
and Shondo.
I know it's difficult. I know, don't worry about it though. I honestly think that's funny because that's you're showing my growth. You're showing you knew me from growing up, so you knew this part of my life, but now things are starting to transition into this part of my life. So I honestly think that it shows the authenticity of, yes, I'm a person growing and you're making the attempt to grow with me. So sometimes you say the name from yesteryear, but it's all good.
So, what is your growing edge? What is that part of you that, you want to learn more? You're curious.
My growing edge would be the enthusiasm and things that we're looking forward to the future with the metaverse and being able to get our ideologies out there, but in a fun, cool way that's not seen as like educational or preachy. That's why the music was a huge thing for us, because it allowed us to get to a larger audience, to more ears, to be able to spread the message of motivation, but at the same time being swaggy, because that's what it's about, you know. So that's my growing edge though, being able to show that there is somebody out there. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not a guy that talks about race. I like to play the game, like period. I like to go in all different arenas and be able to compete on the highest level. But it is very important to me to show a black guy with an incredible amount of sense, but that can still go into all of these different rooms and get along with different people and do business with different people, and everybody have a great experience from it. I want to show that. I want to show that it's not just one thing when you look at a Shondo or anybody that looks like a Shondo. It's like you can look at it and say, I can't just expect this because I've met a guy that has more than just this. And that's why it's so big to get these ideologies and things like that out there in the form of music in the metaverse and so on and so forth. That way you start to grow that image a little bit and you don't just see basketball or football or certain things. You can see business with a guy that has some muscles and some tattoos on him as well. So that's why it's very important to me to show that.
Well, you do it well. You do it very well, Shondo. Thank you for being on Sales Magic today. You brought just a new perspective to the conversation, and that's what we're here to do. So thank you so much for all that you do.
I really appreciate you having me this morning.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Sales Magic. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss an episode. Learn more about the Business Champion Program at JackieLyles.com and across social media platforms.